From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The president of Pakistan went on television today and announced his resignation. Pervez Musharraf said he's stepping down to spare the nation a battle over his impeachment. Leaders of the ruling coalition were ready to charge Musharraf with violating the Constitution and gross misconduct. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Islamabad the government must now look beyond Musharraf.
The next issue likely to be facing the government of Pakistan will be the issue of who replaces Musharraf as president, what the powers of the presidency will be. There will be pressure to remove the right of the president, which Musharraf enjoyed, to dismiss parliaments and to dismiss prime ministers. The issue also will be how it performs in the context of a worsening economy and with a battle raging along the northwest frontier with Afghanistan, with the Taliban and other Islamist militants. Until now, the coalition government has blamed Pervez Musharraf for the problems facing this country. With his departure, they will have no further excuses of that kind, and now it will be faced with public pressure to perform.
NPR's Philip Reeves reporting from Islamabad. A top official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency has arrived in Tehran for his second round of talks over Iran's disputed nuclear program. His visit comes a day after Iran announced that it had test-launched a rocket that it plans to use to carry a research satellite into orbit. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
The Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency has visited Iran many times as part of the agency's efforts to ensure Iran is not pursuing nuclear weapons. Ali Heinonen is due to present his most recent findings in a report before the agency's Board of Governors meeting in September. His visit comes a day after Iran announced it had fired into space a rocket carrying a dummy satellite. Iran State TV said Saturday's test of the rocket, called the Safir or Ambassador, was successful. Tehran says the research satellite will gather atmospheric data, but the U.S. called the launch a troubling development. It worries Iran could use the technology to deliver warheads. For NPR News, I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.
Schools are closed in the Florida Keys today as Tropical Storm Fay approaches. Forecasters say it may strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane before reaching the island chain tonight or tomorrow. People who live in low-lying areas or on boats are being urged to leave. Patricia Walker is getting ready to leave her Key Largo home.
We got to get milk, a little money. They tell you to have a little money on hand because if we lose electricity, then the cards don't work. So that's what we're doing. We're just catching up on the little ends.
Officials issued a mandatory evacuation order for visitors in the Keys. Fay is the sixth named storm of the 2008 Atlantic season. It struck Haiti and the Dominican Republic over the weekend. At least five people died. This is NPR News from Washington. Tropical Storm Fay has changed plans for both major presidential candidates. Republican John McCain canceled a fundraiser in Miami last night out of what he described as an overabundance of caution. Democrat Barack Obama canceled appearances yesterday in Fort Myers, Clearwater, and Tampa. Today, McCain is in Orlando, Florida, preparing to address the veterans of foreign wars this morning. Obama will appear before the group tomorrow. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The VFW is one of the oldest and largest veterans groups, with some 1.6 million members. Their leader says veterans want to hear from the presidential candidates about how they'd pursue the war on terrorism, defense policy, and the treatment of veterans and active members of the armed services. John McCain speaks to the group today. Barack Obama will address the VFW tomorrow. A Rasmussen survey last month showed McCain leading Obama among veterans by nearly 20 points. But members of the active duty military are contributing far more money to Obama's campaign. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Obama has collected six times as much from service members overseas as McCain has. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The main U.S. military base in southeastern Afghanistan came under attack today. Officials say a suicide bomber rammed a car into a gate at the base near the town of Khost. Nine civilians were killed and 13 people were wounded. U.S. military officials say the explosion did not penetrate the perimeter of the base. Taliban claimed responsibility. The group has stepped up its attacks against foreign troops in Afghanistan in recent months. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.